Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting third. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Melton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Cliff Melton. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground that hits Gerges. Gerges is out and Ott is safe at first. There goes Gerges trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hartnett trying to get to third. Ott throws the ball into Lazzari, who tags Hartnett for the out. Russell moves to second. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Demery for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Danning and he is out, Judge is applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton fires to first and picks off Herman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason who is chasing the ball. Whitehead reaches third base with a triple. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Moore reaches second base with a double. Whitehead scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Billy Judges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judges is 0-for-1 in the game. Judges strikes out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-1 in the game. Danning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Giants won. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Passo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bartel moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bartel scores. Passo moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazzari fields it and throws to first for the out. Passo moves to third. Hack moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gleason hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Passo scores. Hack moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazzari fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Lazzari moves to second. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-2 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops it up and throws to first, with Passo covering, for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bartel hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Georges. Bartel moves to third. Passo moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bartel scores. Passo moves to third. Hack moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazzari juggles the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Passo scores. Hack scores. Herman moves to third. Gleason moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazzari juggles the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel bunts towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russell moves to second. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to third for the out. Bartel moves to second. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hack strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bartel moves to third. Paso moves to second. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Jimmy Ripple pinch hits for Jumbo Brown. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paso fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitehead moves to second. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitehead moves to third. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-3 in the game. Danning hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Red Lynn now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-4 in the game. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demery who is chasing the ball. Russell reaches third base with a triple. Gallen goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Cubs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ott strikes out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. Demery strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.